Hare Krishna, a little late today on doing the podcast. My apologies. I had a telephone conference that went longer than I thought it would, and then I had to go off to see the doctors. Actually, I'm in Kecskemét, not in Budapest, but he also has a clinic here, and on Mondays and Wednesdays he's here, so I went to visit him. I gave a report of what the physiotherapist had instructed me to do in terms of exercises and general practices. So then by the time I got back, it was time for lunch, and now it's just after lunch, 2 p.m. my time. And here's a question from Bhakta Rajiv in London. And he says, could you please explain the exact meaning of steadiness? Some devotees say it means doing the same thing at the same time every day. Others say no matter the time of the day, the most important thing is to chant 60 rounds and follow the four regulative principles. Does that mean there are different levels of steadiness? Śrīla Bhakti Cintamani deals with the subject of steadiness in quite some detail from different perspectives. Both these symptoms, namely regular chanting Hare Krishna, as well as steadily doing one's service according to prescribed time and place, or maybe physical symptoms, which may or may not actually indicate real steadiness. What does real steadiness mean? Nastapayeshu vadreshu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavat masloki bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Nastapraya. When almost all of the inauspicious things within the heart, the anarthas, of which there are also many different types, when they more or less are eradicated, and more or less means I've used this percentage of 75%, which Śrīla Prabhupāda himself had used. So when 75% of the impurities within the heart are eradicated, then devotee achieves a certain stage of spiritual steadiness, ability to think about Krishna, to chant Krishna's names, because his mind, and as a consequence of that, his senses are no longer distracted from either chanting Hare Krishna, engaging in devotional activities, thinking about Krishna, because their effect is minimal by comparison to the storehouse of devotional energy which a devotee has acquired. So when we speak about steadiness, we talk about a certain degree of purification of the heart, which has its threefold symptoms, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the steadiness of mind, steadiness of speech, and steadiness of physical activities. These are in increasing order of grossness. In other words, the most subtle form of steadiness is that which is in the mind. And every devotee can determine for themselves how steady their mind is by how easy it is for them to think about Krishna, to chant Hare Krishna when they're doing their japa. Their mind isn't wandering off and being distracted to so many things. It may happen once in a while, rarely, but they're able to focus on the chanting of the holy name. Similarly, in terms of their speech, devotees avoid prajalpa and unnecessary talks, foolish talks, and in bodily activities, same thing, the type of sensual steadiness that is already there in Bhakti Rajiv's question. These are the symptoms of steadiness, but real steadiness itself is this 75% purification of the heart. It is technically called Nishtita Bhajana Kriya, just like the word from the Bhagavatam says Nishta. So Bhajana Kriya, when the activities of one's bhajan are unwavering, then that is considered to be someone who's steady, or Srila Prabhupada would even use the word that someone is fixed up in devotional activities. And by the definition of the word itself, it's bhajana kriya. The activities of bhajan will really indicate how steady someone is situated in Krishna consciousness. For instance, we may find that sometimes a devotee is very regulated in performing his devotional service. In fact, he does so much work that he or she doesn't even chant the 16 rounds a day. And that's not a good thing, because 16 rounds a day should be chanted every day. On the other hand, that same devotee, when asked to just simply sit down and make up their missing rounds and chant Hare Krishna nicely, cannot do so because they're distracted by their minds, they become sleepy, they think of sensual thoughts and so on. Therefore, even though someone may be very steady in terms of their activities, because they have some other qualification. Their qualification may be is that by nature they're very dutiful persons. It doesn't necessarily indicate that because someone is very dutiful that he's steady in devotional service. If someone is steady in devotional service, then they will be dutiful. But the converse does not automatically apply. As one good friend used to once say, I judge a man by his japa. So, nishta bhajana kriya, when the performance of bhajan, chanting Hare Krishna, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, the association of Vaishnavas, worshipping the deity, when devotees have fixed attention for the performance of these activities, a natural, observable taste for these activities of pure devotion, then even if it may appear that sometimes they're not so steady in their duties, still they're superior to those who are steady in their duties but not steady in devotional practices. Because ultimately, even if one can imitate the external symptoms, or one may have such karma or qualifications that one has the external symptoms of nishta, but if the concomitant purification of the heart is not there, ultimately one will not develop to the next stage of the pure devotional service, which is ruchi. The spiritual benefit of being steady in devotional activities means that one actually focuses on the acts of Shravanam Kirtanam, and one is not distracted. Therefore, by being offenseless in those devotional activities, one gets full benefit. And the natural benefit of the devotional service, natural benefit of Krishna consciousness, is ruchi. Param dishta nivartate. One gets that higher taste. And when you get a higher taste in Krishna consciousness, then you become attached to Krishna himself. This higher taste is attachment to the acts of devotion, and the acts of devotion mature into a higher taste or attachment to Krishna himself, his qualities, his forms, his pastimes. And ultimately that becomes the doorway to transcendence. So Vaishnavas really strive to achieve this stage of purity of heart, called steadiness, because by doing so, devotional service from that stage progresses really rapidly. There are no significant obstructions to one's advancement in Krishna consciousness, and the devotee can really shoot forward back home, back to Godhead, without delay. So let's really be conscientious in our bhajana kriya. Even if we are not nishtita, but even if we're anishtita, if we're unsteady, by effort, by good association with devotees who are fixed in the practices of pure devotional service, by avoiding bad habits, by avoiding being careless in devotional activities, by avoiding offenses, then very quickly the process of chanting and hearing fructifies, and one of the primary benefits of that growing creeper of devotional service is that it becomes steady, just like a tree. At a certain point, a sapling is no longer green, it's no longer so subtle and prone to just easily being toppled. It starts to develop a bark, it becomes brown, it starts to have strength and firmness, and it's able to stand on its own without any type of supporting stick. So it is with the creeper of devotional service when the stage of steadiness is achieved, which is the stage of purification of the heart by, as Srila Prabhupada said, 75% freedom of all bad habits, unwanted habits. Hare Krishna.